Hey guys, it's Hallie, back with a new episode of Not Your Normal Literature. In today's show, we'll be discussing Mark Haddon's hybrid genre novel, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. It explores the mysterious and fascinating life of Christopher Boone, a boy that experiences his life a little bit differently to you and me, as he's been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Christopher's quest to find who killed his neighbour's dog, Wellington, finds him discovering many aspects of his unique identity. Through Haddon's use of structure, the challenges with adversity, and the key incidents that occur during the novel, provides us, the audience, with a unique storytelling experience that engrosses us in Christopher's world. Let's get right into it. This novel isn't just the murder mystery novel that Christopher explains it to be on page 5 when he says, in a murder mystery novel, someone has to work out who the murderer is and catch them. But it's also seen as a teen fiction, or the extremely difficult word to pronounce, Bildungsroman or Bildungsroman, however you say it. Anyway, this is seen as he develops his identity by encountering new experiences, feeling new feelings, and dealing with situations he hasn't had to before. For example, when he finds out his father had been lying to him about his mother's passing, as well as discovering that he killed Wellington, shocks him, and he doesn't know how to comprehend and begins to freak out. This allows for the character to progress and mature in front of the audience, as well as the chance to see how he processes it and how he differs from different characters in other stories. The use of narrative voice through syntax and diction allows the readers to experience a different sort of tone than the normal books. Throughout this story, Christopher is seen saying very long sentences with little to no punctuation, allowing us to perceive how his mind operates when different information or situation present themselves. Like on page 19 when he explains how he finds people confusing. Siobhan also says that if you close your mouth and breathe out loudly through your nose, it can mean that you are relaxed or that you are bored or that you are angry, and it all depends on how much air comes out of your nose and how fast and what shape your mouth is when you do it and how you are sitting and what you just said before and hundreds of other things which are too complicated to work out in a few seconds. We are able to begin to understand Christopher's way of interpreting information that is foreign to his more logical type of thinking, which allows us to empathise with his confusion, making this experience an insightful and informative one for the readers. The troubling experiences he faces leads into the next topic, the challenges with adversity. Each challenge is a part of one technique. Characterization. Christopher has to adapt to each situation, allowing us to understand exactly how each of these events are affecting Christopher's formula on life. The technique of characterization takes different formats, like book layout and visual representation. Christopher explains that prime numbers are like life. They are very logical, but you could never work out the rules, even if you spent all your time thinking about them. This unique simile for life is why the book chapters are prime numbers, as well as his need for order. This allows him to create this connection between the way of the world and maths, enhancing his character's persona and foreshadowing the future reactions that he'll have to certain incidences. In terms of visual representation, within the first 2 to 3 pages of the book, Christopher is already displaying his writing limitations as he first draws a picture of a sad and a happy face and explains how these emotions are the only emotions he can identify and relates these to events that happened in his life. When showing the sad face, he says, "What I felt when I found the dead dog." And when showing the happy face, he says, "Like when I'm reading about the Apollo space missions, or when I'm still awake at 3 or 4 in the morning and I can walk up and down the street and pretend that I'm the only person in the whole world." Finally, two incidents within the novel that stuck out as adding to the audience's unique storytelling experience were the scenes where Christopher is catching the bus to school as well as the train trip to London. Christopher's bus trip to school decides whether or not that day is going to be a good day or a black day, depending on the amount and the colour of the cars that drive past. Seeing 4 red cars in a row made it a good day, and 3 red cars made it a quite good day, and 5 red cars made it a super good day, and 4 yellow cars in a row made it a black day. And on a black day, he says, "I don't speak to anyone, and I sit on my own reading books and don't eat my lunch and take no risks." This shows that Christopher is not open to change and feels safe when his life is in order, which would make it hard for him to experience a changing state of feelings every single day. Now, the train trip to London. This is an interesting one, as Christopher has never really experienced this type of environment and doesn't understand how to manage the loud noises in crowded spaces. On his journey, Christopher isn't aware that there are toilets on the train and accidentally can't hold it in anymore, leading to Christopher have leaked a bit and wet his trousers. And as he waits at a little station, it starts to become overcrowded. Christopher then goes to describe the scene by saying, "And then I couldn't see the walls anymore, and the back of someone's jacket touched my knee, and I felt sick, and I started groaning really loudly, and I felt like I had the flu, and I had to stay in bed all day, and all of me hurt, and I couldn't walk or eat or go to sleep or do maths. Now, this shows the readers how a change in environment can really affect an individual living with ASD, and allowing for you to sympathise with him is that it would have been a very traumatising experience for Christopher. We are able to understand why his mind reacts the way it does when stressful and confusing situations occur, allowing the readers to be engaged in the storytelling experience like no other. That's all the time we've got for this week's episode of Not Your Normal Literature. Tune in next week where we switch it up a tad and review a play by the name of Blackrock. See you guys later!